Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is entitled Graceful Justice, Greetings, and it is part two of a six-part series that is walking through the epistle to Philemon. And this is based on Philemon chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And Philemon actually is a single chapter letter. It's a single page letter, so to speak, from Paul, his most concise ever. So let us dive into the word today. This letter is from Paul, a prisoner for preaching the good news about Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. I am writing to Philemon, our beloved co-worker, and to our sister Apphia, and to our fellow soldier Archippus, and to the church that meets in your house. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Amen. We are a society and a culture that has long lost tactful rhetorical skills. Especially when we look at this world with Facebook and Twitter and social media, Snapchat, YouTube, all of those things where we're so quick to go on and throw our opinions, where we're so quick to go on and just spew whatever vile and nasty things we can think about at the other person who disagrees with us. We don't even give thought or time to conversation. We throw snippets at one another, often using colorful language and damaging language. So we are a society and a culture that has long lost tactful rhetorical skills. In the ancient world, every educated person was taught and skilled in rhetoric, which is defined as the art of effective speaking or writing, especially the use of figures of speech and other compositional techniques. In fact, most people are not even taught rhetoric as a skill. Nowadays, rather than doing the hard work of using the skill of rhetoric to convince people or motivate them, we just hurl names and insults at one another with reckless abandon, and we do so not even to their face, but behind a computer screen and a keyboard. If someone disagrees with us, they must be ignorant. They must be a jerk, a bigot. Or enter your ad hominem slander here. And for those of you who do not know Latin, ad hominem is an argument made by smearing or attacking the person you're arguing against. It's an attack. But in the ancient world, the educated person was skilled in rhetoric. And Paul was no exception. In fact, in Philemon, we have a perfect example of the effectiveness and power of rhetoric. We see Paul address what he finds to be a major issue, and he does so in subtle boldness and gracefulness. Now, some of you may already know what this letter is about. Others may not have ever heard of it. For those of you who know what the letter is about, if you're listening to with this to someone who doesn't know, don't spoil it for them. I want it to unfold for you over the next several weeks so that you feel the weight of Paul's rhetoric. People today often criticize Paul for not being bold enough, especially in this letter. But those that do fail to realize what Paul is doing in his letter. And I believe the church could learn a lesson from Paul here. We need to be a people who engage others where they are gracefully. We need to put aside our desire to stomp our feet, pout our lips, and hurl insults at those we disagree with. As hard as it may be, we need to avoid this at all costs. And we need to start gracefully and persuasively reminding people of God's presence and call in their lives. After all, God didn't just call me, God didn't just call you, but God also called that person you disagree with, that person who may have done things wrong and you're trying to hold them accountable. The point of holding someone accountable is to teach them and to help them grow beyond where they are, not to slander them or smear them or bash them down. In our scripture today, Paul opened his letter, as he does with all the churches he wrote to. First, he establishes his authority. He says, very clearly to them, this letter is from Paul, a prisoner for preaching the good news about Jesus Christ, and from our brother Timothy. So first he establishes his authority. He's a prisoner for Christ, preaching the good news. One who has suffered greatly for Christ. One who's in a position to be writing this letter to begin with. He then opens up with a warm greeting to those he is addressing. Now, you may be wondering, who is Paul addressing in this letter? Well, he says Philemon, who he describes as a beloved brother. That's who he's addressing. But he also addresses Sister Apphia and Archippus, who is evidently a Roman soldier, which should give you a clue of the diversity growing in Paul's churches. What's more, he addresses this greeting to the church that is meeting in Philemon's house. Now, rather than jump into the point of his letter here, Paul takes the time to warmly greet his brothers and sisters in Christ. And I want to say that again. Rather than jump into the point of his letter, Paul takes the time to warmly greet his brothers and sisters in Christ. He doesn't jump off yelling and scolding Philemon. He doesn't jump out throwing insults or accusations toward him. He starts out in a warm, welcoming tone, calling Philemon his brother and sending his regards to Apphia, Sister Apphia, and brother Archippus, who is a Roman soldier. And this is not fake, but it is sincere, written in love, agape, if you remember that discussion a few weeks ago. This is not fake, but sincere, written in agape, in love, meant to hold people accountable in love. Therefore, this letter begins in love. This is important. How often do our dialogue, does our discussion begin with a greeting, with a welcome, with a loving and warm embrace of the person we are upset with? How often does our discussions begin with grace? So often when we're upset about something or we think somebody needs to be held accountable, we approach them rather gracelessly, treating them as if they're some sort of monster or some sort of idiot that can't get it right. And maybe Paul has that temptation here, but he knows better. He knows better than to do that. Because in order to reach Philemon, in order to get through to him, he must display the love of Christ all the way through. So the question for us is, when we hold people accountable, when we find the need to approach one another with our differences, do we bother to anchor ourselves in love, in agape? Do we bother to greet one another sincerely in Christian love? Or do we follow the way of the world and jump directly for the throat. I want us to think about this. I challenge you to reflect on this, to reflect honestly, and to begin to approach, one another in love. For love is the heart of graceful justice. Without love, we can neither be graceful nor can we be just. And without grace, we can neither know love or justice. And so we need to begin to approach one another in love. For that is the heart of graceful justice. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I just thank you and praise you for this challenging message, Lord. It is not always easy when we find ourselves in a position to hold somebody else accountable, but these times do come and they do happen. And so, Lord, we ask that from Paul and from this letter to Philemon, we learn what it means to approach people gracefully, to see the divine in them, to see the humanity in them, and to love them through your heart and through your eyes, to see them through your eyes with the love that you have given us through your grace. Lord, only by doing so, only by opening ourselves up to your love and to your grace and showing that love and grace to others, will we ever come anywhere near being just, loving mercy, and walking in humility. We pray these things and thank you for the challenge. In Jesus' name, amen. And so I want to thank you for tuning in and joining me for this message here. Graceful Justice, greetings. Next week, we will continue on this series with part 3. And I look forward to you tuning in then. I would also like to invite you to check out our new Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Life Giving Water Ministries, all one word, facebook.com/ Life Giving Water Ministries. You can also get more of our podcasts either through iTunes or Google Play Music. Or if you would like, you can go to www.lifegivingwatermsg.org. And you can also go to Life Giving Water Devo, D-E-V as in victory, O as in orange, .org, and sign up for our bi-weekly devotions. So I really hope that you will take advantage of all those things, and look forward to seeing you next week. In the meantime, my friends, be blessed and be a blessing to others. Go in peace.